Zechanishmas Avi Mori, Yaakov Nisal Pichas, Zechanishmas Daniel Hashem, Bas Yeshua Falk. Okay. Okay, let's continue in the Peleas piece in packet 4. So we discussed whether it's considered Khalife Isra Hana, and that was the catch of the Makor Chaim. Okay, let's take it, let's look now. Let's look now at page 20. And so the Makor Chaim thought that maybe once they divvy up the shutvis, that it should be Khalife Isur Hana, and that should be Osir. So Pelayev said no, because from the perspective of the Goy, you say Yesh Breira, so he got his chalik, so it's not switching anything. Well, now let's take a look now, and Rav Pelayev says another work here on page 20, on the left side. Above the MS nearly. Of a be'emes nearly the ainz of kusha klal. The harichaknas shekonis Rab Shimon sheyaser b'hana u'deisha lo yavor b'bal yiror. Right, what's the whole idea of chomit shovel al Pesach? That you shouldn't violate bal yiror. Right, so if you violate bal yiror, in other words, so they made the knas, so this way, You won't violate Bal Yiror. But since you know that the Knas is going to happen, you won't violate Bal Yiror. Parenthetically, I'll tell you something. The Magen Elif, one year I was discussing Chomei Shavuot al Pesach with Rav Abadi Shlita, and he said to me that he feels the following Chiddush. And then subsequently I saw the Magen Elif is quoted to say that Chiddush. And this would be a tremendous kula. I don't know if he was posking like this, but he really thinks this is a good svara. That the Knas was only said on frum Jews. In other words, what's the Knas? You can't keep around chametz, because if you keep around chametz, you're not allowed to eat it afterwards. But if you're not from, you don't care. So Mamela, well, what's the point of the Knas? So the Knas was only said as a deterrent. But if it's not going to accomplish anything, so then maybe the Kras shouldn't apply. But that's a separate discussion. But he's going
to...
So that would be a tremendous kula, because a lot of the people who have the... who are not from, who have the... You know... I'm not sure Torah mitzvah, so they're not going to... In other words, the fact that there's a knas didn't stop them from owning the chametz. And maybe it's set as a deterrent, but if the deterrent is not going to be moyel, then they're not. But here he says a different word. Aval memes nearly deina klusha klal, the knas shekhanas from Shimon, sheyosur mahanoa, ugudei shalol yavor bebal yeroi. Zeh din rak bechametz bepesach. Ugudei shalol yavor bebal yeroi kansu. In other words, you violate Bal Yeroa, so we make a knas. The Yosef Banov. Hachanamik sheyesh lo chametz b'shutfus imakum. Shapir osu b'hanoa chelko kmo chametz over on Pesach. Zeh knas the konas Reb Shimon. So it's also b'hano. Masha chalifa yisur hano asurim in acher legamrihu. In other words, the concept of chomet shavu la Pesach is because of the knas, right? And if you have a chomet b'shutfus with a guy on Pesach and you violated bal yiroa, so it's going to be asur b'hano. But say you got the goy's chalik, right? And now you're switching with the Mekor Chaim's kasha. If you get the goy's chalik, so. But and he got the Yisrael's chalik, so it's chalifi surah hanah. So maybe there's no din of chametz shavu la Pesach by chalifei yisur hanah. Masha chalifei yisur hanah asurim in acher legamrihu. Ve'inu dafka bechametz bepesach. Al dinu bechol yisur hanah. Ve'knasu g'dei shelo yovel limkor yisur hanah sheyesh lo. In other words, the concept of chalifei yisur hanah. Hey, I lost the zoom.
Still there?
Not sure why I minimized.
Yeah, the concept of Khalifi Surah Hanoa is if I have something that's Asur Bahanoa and I give it to you and we trade, right? So you might come to sell the Surah Hanoa. And that's, you're going to violate and this is the rice of selling. Kate Shapir Avshalom, the loss of Khalifa Yisurino, El Hecha Shahu Machar or Echlif. El Hecha Shah Khalifa no Machir Nasu Mamela, La Osu, came in the Medina Mutter. So Masha Nena, Meha Khalifin, Edo Nena Klam Yisur Hana. Pasi Shah Kol Shapir. Vachim Kashi Al Shang Sai, Kenil Tarsk and Shah Lo Shah Kor Chai. So he says that we're afraid if you're going to be Machlif, you're going to come to sell because it's similar, and then selling Yisur Hanah and getting money for it is very similar. Is this a deraisa of Yisur Hanah? Because something's also Hanah. Now you're selling. You have money. Now you have money in your pocket because you sold Yisur Hanah. So we may have up. What's an Yisur deraisa? If you're just machlif Yisur Hanah, meaning you traded, so that's just a sort of like a gzeira that you're going to come to sell.
How the trade
not
is a sort of
you can shop it, but here it's not like you had. You trade it. In other words, you split up a shutfus, and memela, it might be a tachlifin. if you hold the Ein Breira or something like that. But that happened b'meila. It's not like you did a Maisa Mechira amazing. In other words, so b'meila, that's not similar to a Mechira. Mechira means you have kavana to do a Mechira. Here, you didn't have a kavana to do a Mechira. You have kavana to divvy up a... That happens to be, al pidin, it might be considered like a Mechira. But it's like a Mechira, b'li kavanas Mechira. So b'meila, that maybe that the whole concept of Tachlife Isur Hanah Zosim Hanah is only when you have Kavana to be Machlif. Here you didn't have Kavana to be Machlif. You have Kavana just to divvy up the Chelek. But Mele, it was considered like, because if you hold Ein Breira, it's considered like you got the wrong Chelek. But maybe that's such a situation that's not called Tachlife Isur Hanah. Maybe. But the thing that Rav Palev said yesterday is, from the Goy's perspective, is you're not even being machlif, because from the Goy's perspective is you hold Yesh Breira, so he got his chelik. Whatever the Jew gets, you know, that's something else. Then is another kasha from the Mekor Chaim. He writes on page 20 of the bottom. Name Mekor Chaim Hikshu Shamaod from the Hacha Bechad Bechad Dami Nafil B'Drabanan Oser Yesh Kan Shnei Chalakim. Echad Shel Yisrael, page 21. Chelik Shel Yisrael, also the Chelik Shel Akum Mutter. Vedi Yudei Eze Chelik HaMutter. V'domi Mamish L'chad M'chad Osser Afilu B'drabonon. Kishos Tavchad M'chad Osser Afilu B'drabonon Hayin Hechad Shem Tzare V'yisum B'hete. Chad M'chad. Chelik shel Yisrael also, the chelik shel Akum is mutter. The end of the day is it, so we don't know which one is the chelik also and which one is the chelik mutter. So he says, what's the din if you have two things? There's a dove, kosher, something kosher and something treif. Face. One is bishel Akum, a piece of meat that's bishel Akum, so it's kosher meat, but it's bishel Akum. And one is a piece of kosher meat that's Bishul Yisrael. So it's Chad B'Chad. Right? Each one is kosher, but it's only a Nisid Rabbanon. Right? So the Kor Chaim asks, Tafil B'Drabbanon, but the halakha is that even though it's a Nisid Rabbanon, it's still Osir. Chad b'chad. We don't say, well, you take your chelik, I'll take. So why isn't this any different? Why is this any different? This is a chad b'chad. You get your chelik, I get my chelik. But the player says he doesn't understand. But over here, there's not a tarovus. Maybe that's only okay. Maybe it's only when it's the tarovus here. Once you get your chelik, so that your chelik is mutter, so then it's mutter. But the Shagas Aryeh clearly says that the goy's chelik is for sure mutter, because when the goy say that the yesh breira, for the Jew's chelik, if you say yesh breira, it's going to be a problem. So maybe we can say a breira l'kula, right? So he quotes here on page 21, the Magen Elef asks the Kasha on the Shagas Aryeh. We give it indeed a Libim Gamgen that maybe he wants to say a Svara to Aser even the Goy's Chelek. Why? The Goy's Chelek for sure should be Mutter. Because if we hold Yesh Breira by the Rabbanon, Yesh Lahati Afil Chelek Ha'akam, the Vadai Bechavios, Sheish Mem Shutfus Ha'isu Mu'urav, for Mokam came into Kosva Toysus, the Yesh Betarumus, Gazayas Le'achilis Pras, Shovel Ha'kos, also Afil Ha'heter, came in the Raisa Ein Breira. So what does that mean? Look what he says. Say you have a taruvah chametz. You have chametz and non-chametz mixed together. And it's like a 1-to-3 ratio. Yesh kazayis b'achilas prasas chai v'var kol ha-taruvah. So feel much a'edu chametz. Over al kol ha-taruvah b'val yirah. Hakanami shem uruf chametz shalo im chametz shal akum. In other words, on Pesach, we considered that the chametz is a taruvas chametz. On Pesach is considered taruvas chametz. Because part of the chametz is owned by the Jew, part of the chametz is owned by the Goy. So when you have taruvas chametz, the halacha is, say, you have to mevar the whole thing. In other words, you don't have b'chdei achilas pras, you have a 10-to-1 ratio of non-chametz versus chametz, so then it's batal. But if it's chakazayis b'chei achilas pras, so then that's considered like the whole thing is chametz. So b'meila, if you have now before Pesach, you have the goy's chametz and the Yisrael's chametz, and they have a shutuf. So like Rav Avraham Levitz said yesterday, so it's like a taruvas chametz. So a taruvas chametz, there's a chiv to bevar the whole thing. Is that, in other words, we don't say taruvas chametz is just bevar the Yisrael's chametz. It's a taruvas, so you have to bevar the whole thing. So even if the goy's chelik is mixed in with the Jew's chelik, on Pesach it was mixed in together. So b'meila, there was a chiv to bevar the whole thing. So b'meila, it's already after Pesach. It's once Pesach ends, it's chametz shavah lav Pesach. Because so even though you want to say you want to split it up later, but it's too late. So the chelik of the goy is also asur b'hanah. So that's his kasha. In other words, maybe even the goy's chametz should be aser, because the goy's chametz on Pesach was the taruvus with the Yisrael's chametz. So he wants to. So that's the Magen Elif's kasha on the Shagas Aryeh. He says Shagas Aryeh said avada the goy's chametz is going to say yesh brei rav is going to be mutter. So the Yisrael's chelik maybe also, but maybe it was already too late. So it says, "Lanias daiti ein zakusha klal the lodami taruvas chametz v'yesh bo kazais teachilas pras al chametz shal Yisrael shal achem shutfus the taruvas chametz shaper meaning came v'yesh bo kazais teachilas pras nechshav shakol taruvas he chametz afil achelik b'taruvas sheino chametz came shakol taruvas yishulo over al kol taruvas bal yirah meilik shover over pesach also kol of Yisrael sheishul shutfus achem afshar shutfus he chametz mamish because mokum shayich sheover Yisrael. He says, no, the taruvas chametz, says Rav Palayev, is all the chametz is yours. If all the chametz is yours, say I have a bottle of whatever it is, and ketchup that has vinegar. So, and the vinegar is a chametz stick of vinegar, say. But part of the thing is tomato sauce. That's not necessarily chametz. So, and it's enough of a ratio that it's not going to be batel. So it's not, I have to mevar the whole thing. So not all vinegar is chametz, different types of vinegar. But say it would be chametz stick of vinegar, so you have to violate Bal Yeroah on the whole thing. You didn't just violate Bal Yeroah on the vinegar part. You violate Bal Yeroah on the tomato sauce also. But the case of the Goy and the Yisrael, the Goy's chelik is his, it's not yours. So even though it's a taruvus, but maybe when there's a taruvus and part of the taruvus is not yours, then you're not violating Bal Yeroah that part. So Mamela, there was never a Bal Yirah. The guy is Chelek. So when you're going to split it afterwards, so the guy will miss a little fire that he got his the Chelek that was his. And Mamela, even though it was a Taruvus on Pesach, but it was different than a regular Taruvus because it was the part of the Taruvus that was owned by someone else. It's not like when I own the whole bottle of ketchup. And if the ketchup had chametz tikka vinegar in it, so then I violate Bal Yirah on the whole thing, not only on the other part. Okay, now the next part we'll start next week is what Rabbi Alter was pointing out about the difference between the Shnei Shvilin. So we'll pick up with that part next week. Now we'll have a couple of minute break and we'll start the Chumash in like 2 minutes.